Hawaii's public schools are unique in the nation. They belong to the only statewide school district in the entire country. The Hawaii Department of Education is responsible for overseeing and supplying dozens of school complexes spread over seven islands. Part of that charge means supplying the schools with students every day. In 2013, the DOE began an initiative called Get On Board that used tech tools like GPS and routing software to improve the efficiency of its busing program. 4 years later, the program is producing measurable savings, as Assistant Superintendent Dan Carson told Conversation producer Ryan Finnerty.
As you mentioned, we are a state district, so we're on seven islands, so obviously very spread out. I will say the way we have handled busing is through contract, just given the diversity and again, how it's dispersed throughout the entire state. So from that perspective, again, it does make our job a little bit easier, but at the same time, managing those contracts, 5 years ago, that got a little bit out of control. The ledge got involved and put some restraints on us and said, get it under control. And that's when we started our Get On Board program. We've been at this for about 4 years now. Over those 4 years, starting with a pilot in Oahu and then the island of Oahu the next year, followed by most recently this last year, obviously, the Kauai and the Maui. And it was a combination of, again, adjusting the way we were going about contracting, making sure that we created a competitive environment so that, again, we could drive some of those prices down. But in the process of that, too, we've been able to improve a lot in our transportation. So we have cameras on all of our buses. We got GPS on all the buses. I can tell you at any one time when the bus was at a certain bus stop, again, it's all tracked. We have all that data that we never had before. We've saved the state $13 million annually, and that's a recurring annual cost, which, again, is pretty phenomenal. We went from about a little over $72 million budget down to a little less than $60 million budget.
So, Dan, give me an overview of the project. What problems or challenges with busing were you trying to solve, and what methods did you use?
Well, one, we used this as an opportunity to actually, again, get us up to, again, I would say industry standards, so where we have cameras on the buses and we can track them and we have the data. We've got a group of route planners that are trying to find the most efficient ways to run routes. We're able to utilize that, but at the same time, create a competitive environment so that we were forcing that competition. We've now got a team of about seven different contractors that have kind of spread out the work across the state. In the end, competition breeds efficiency, and we were able to do that and at the same time upgrade our buses.
So you use contracts, the DOE uses contracts to do busing. How does it work when you have to actually physically upgrade a bus that's owned by a third party like one of these contractors?
That's a good question. Again, it obviously has to be done contractually, but Oahu is probably a really good example because we rolled out the program, but really didn't have the inclusion of video cameras on our buses at that time. But we followed up in later years because we wanted that capability on our buses from just a safety security standpoint. So we wrote that into the contract, and obviously that came at a little bit of a cost, but at the same time, it is done through a contract, and we're able to, again, institute those video cameras on the Oahu buses. At this point now, all of our buses across the state have video camera capability, and that was all, again, done through the contract. So while it's not as easy as just us going out and doing it through a contract, we can obviously easily execute that and probably saving us a lot more money than if we actually had that internally.
How does GPS and mapping software help you improve service provided to students actually waiting for a bus every day?
Well, it gives us obviously historical data. So when a parent comes to us and says, "Hey, Johnny, the bus didn't show up until so and so," and again they're claiming that it's late, we can actually pull up those records and determine what the issue was, if it was late, if it wasn't late, and then obviously troubleshoot from there to try and make it right and make sure that we're giving the right times, we're giving the appropriate information. But it also drives efficiencies because we've got a team of people now that, again, monitor those things. We call them route planners. They literally try and find efficiencies by monitoring those and knowing exactly where the buses are. And again, looking at the historical data, as well as, again, as the school year starts, just trying to develop the routes. And again, there was a topic that was at the beginning of this year. The term was used consolidation, but I mean, if you have two routes right next to each other and they're both running at 30% capacity, then why not, again, shut down one of those routes? Because we pay for a bus per day fee is the way the contracts are written up. So anytime we can reduce the bus load, if you will, then obviously we can reduce the overall cost of that contract. So that's a way in which, by monitoring that, having the GPSs on those buses and having that historical data, that we can actually drive efficiency.
Dan, in the old days before this program was implemented, how was a school bus route planned?
It was manual. It was papers everywhere. It was just a very laborious type of process that involved a lot of paperwork and a lot of guesswork, in particular, as you started a school year, again, just trying to get that information out, for example, and again, trying to estimate where kids are going to be. Now when they register for school, again, that's tied to our software as well, so that we know exactly where they're located. We can tell them exactly where their bus stop is and exactly what time the bus is going to show up.
Dan, you mentioned that this program has so far saved on average $13 million per year. It's been running for 4 years now. Does the DOE have any plan to reinvest that money? Would it go into transportation or elsewhere in the department's budget?
Well, the good thing is, by saving that comes out of our general operating fund. So, again, our educators can use that to improve education systems. It's just part of the whole pool that we have in that general operating budget. And by saving $13 million in this bucket, it frees it up for use in other areas. Obviously, we have a lot of needs and a lot of things that we're trying to fund, and this only helps that problem, the fact that we've actually freeing up $13 million. Whether or not it goes directly back into transportation, obviously, I would like to see some of that, but it actually goes into the bigger pool of the entire Department of Education and obviously benefits the entire state.
And Dan, earlier in the year, we saw an issue of a shortage of school bus drivers, particularly on Maui, not specifically related to this program, but has that issue been adequately resolved? And is there any aspect of this program that can help mitigate some of those types of issues in the future?
It definitely has been resolved. Again, bus service on Maui is back up to normal and Kauai is back up to normal. We can still use CDLs, though. And the issue really, I think, is more there's a CDL shortage across the entire nation. And there's other very large districts like ours that we were a few buses short. I mean, there are some districts that were hundreds of buses short when they started the school year this year. So we did, again, part of that bus shortage was had to do with the renewal of the contracts on Maui and Kauai and just kind of the equalizing of that. I mean, overall, it came down to the CDL issue, and CDL is just commercial driver's license. So, again, a lack of those people. We face a recurring issue in the fact that our contractors will actually take a new person in and get them their commercial driver's license and start employing them. But then you take the city bus system here on Oahu, and they're in constant demand of bus drivers. So we end up losing a lot of our bus drivers to companies like that, who, again, can pay them for 8 hours a day as opposed to just the 4 hours a day that they're making as a bus driver. So, again, that's an issue that we're aware of, and we're dealing with it. I'm proud of our contractors for, again, providing that service and actually providing an increase in the commercial driver license type qualified people in the state.
All right, Dan Carlson, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it.
Dan Carlson is the Assistant Superintendent for the Office of School Facilities and Support Services. The Get On Board program began in 2013 and has incorporated GPS buses and automated route planning software into the department's transportation plan.